Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Solar activity report begins our program this time. This is from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. And the IPS reports that solar activity continues to be classified as low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 118, that's 118, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 70, that's 70. Now those figures are expected to increase slightly in the immediate future, so it continues to mean that high frequency propagation on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on long haul, multi-hot paths over darkness or semi-darkness paths will not be very reliable in the forthcoming few weeks. However, frequencies above about 14 megahertz on daylight paths will be quite good, or propagation will be quite good. The big news this week is the release of information in news groups from Voice of Russia. It's indicated that the Voice of Russia may recommence shortwave broadcasting on October the 1st. A large number of frequency assignments have been registered with the High Frequency Coordination Committee, an ITU body, representing many transmissions to various parts of the world. Now, I make the point that these are only tentative registrations for the period October the 1st to October the 30th. That's the remainder of the A2014 international transmission season. Now, the tentative frequencies, they may not be taken into use, and yet the station may introduce programs on those channels on that date. So we'll just have to wait and see. You might remember that Voice of Russia Voice of Russia shortwave programs were terminated some months ago, and the organisation responsible for producing the programs was absorbed into another media organisation based in Moscow. Now, some monitoring information. Here in Melbourne, we're moving closer to the end of our winter period, and morning reception continues to be quite good on all bands which are open. First of all, the 31 metre band. It's been good reception in the Melbourne sunrise period between about 1900 and 1930, and these are a few frequencies I noted recently, dominated by transmissions from Europe, the Middle East, Africa and Asia. On 9380, All India Radio, the national service. 9390, Radio Thailand, the broadcast in English. 9410, the BBC from the Dubai, UAE relay station in English. The Voice of Greece on 9420 with its transmissions in Greek, and the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang in German on 9525. And the same program was audible on 9875. 9440 China Radio International with English, and just up from that in the spectrum, 9460, the Voice of Turkey from Ankara in Turkish. Another frequency for China Radio International, 9480, this time from the relay station at Serik in Albania, broadcasting in French. And on 9500, Radio Romania International, a very strong signal in Romanian. 9515, China Radio International, this time from the Beijing transmitting site with programs in the Czech language. Another frequency for Radio Romania International, 9540 in Spanish. And on 9550, Ibra Radio, their religious broadcasting organisation, using the relay facility at Kigali, Rwanda, in Arabic. And 9555, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the programming in Arabic, and the station was also heard on 9675 and 9870. Now 9620, All India Radio, the Arabic service. And the interference on that frequency from China Radio International on the same channel with its program in Portuguese from the Kashi transmitting site in China. Now another frequency for China Radio International is 9655, the Turkish program from the Kunming transmitting station. And the Spanish foreign radio from Madrid with its English service, well heard on 9665. And 9685, a relatively obscure frequency for Radio Cairo in Egypt, noted with Russian language program. And all these are between 1900 and 1930, as monitored here in Melbourne recently. 9715, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran with English, signing on at 1920. And 9730, the voice of Vietnam from Hanoi with English. Another frequency for the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is 9755, signing on at 1920 with the Italian program. And 9775, Radio Free Asia, the IBB broadcasting station using the Kuwait relay in Chinese. And 9810, the Voice of America from Botswana in Africa with its programs in French. And 9835, closer to home, Radio Malaysia at Kuala Lumpur with the domestic service in Malay. 9840, Radio Liberty, broadcasting from Lampetheim in Russian, or Lampetheim in Germany, with programs in Russian. And 9925, the overseas service of the Philippine Broadcasting Service from Tanang, with its programs in Tagalog, signing off at 1930. So, quite good reception in our morning period here in Melbourne in the 31 metre band. Those notes made between 1900 and 1930. Now some information concerning Radio Australia. A report circulating in shortwave listening news groups from an anonymous source indicates that Radio Australia was to have closed down most of its independent or local Radio Australia productions. Staff doing duties in the Radio Australia production area were to be made redundant. That was during the middle of August, and the station would then continue to broadcast mainly relays of the ABC's domestic programs, which would include Radio National. No further information has come to hand on this, and it's unknown whether the changes have been made or whether they are only speculative. We'll keep you informed. Now, some news about the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. It's reported by the monitoring group in Sofia, Radio Bulgaria Monitoring, in its Bulgaria DX log, that there's been some changes made to the schedule. The station now uses 9720 from Trincomalee for its external service, and that operates between 11:15 and 12:15 in Hindi, Malayalam and Tamil, to South Asia of course. And from 16:30 to 18:30 on 11750, also from Trincomalee. Trincomalee is the relay station in Sri Lanka. And that operates in Sinhala. And the actual programs are in quarter-hour blocks with some variations from day to day. And the cancel transmission includes 0230 to 0300 on 11905. And that frequency was in use for broadcasts to South Asia in English and Hindi. So that's information concerning the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation with some schedule and frequency changes. The 41 metre band has also been providing quite good reception here in Melbourne recently in our morning period, in our post-sunrise window. This is a summary of some signals I noted recently between 2030 and 2100. 7235, China Radio International, from Sarek in Albania with Arabic. 7390, China Radio International from Xi'an in Serbian. 7425, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Spanish. 7250, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting site in Arabic, signing on at 2040. And 7205, the voice of Turkey in English, a very, very strong signal from 2030 to 2130. That program is actually intended for primary reception here in Australia and also in New Zealand. And finally, 7295, Radio Television Malaysia from Kuala Lumpur, the national program or domestic program in English, 2030 to 2100. So interesting signals there in the 41 metre band, and that will continue in the immediate future.
And that's all on our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon.